Structure and composition of a mangrove forest on the central Pacific coast of Costa Rica. Population of mollusks of commercial interest. By Milagro Carvajalozes, Junior Pastor Perez Molina, Angel Herrero Lowe, and Christian Moore Arasegura. Abstract. Objective. The floristic composition and populations of associated mollusks of commercial interest of the Chacarita mangrove forest on the central Pacific of Costa Rica were evaluated to guide proposals for sustainable exploitation activities in the mangrove forest. Methodology. Monthly visits to the study area were conducted for 1 year to establish a floristic baseline of mangrove trees and measure carbon storage. Additionally, bivalve mollusks were collected to analyze the state of their populations based on the abundances of organisms found, as well as other characteristics such as length and mass. Data regarding the mangrove trees included their diameter at breast height, DBH, CM, height, M, importance value index, IVI, and carbon reserves, MGCHAR1. Four mollusk species of commercial interest were analyzed, using data on their length, CM, weight, CHI, and gonadosomatic index. Economic evaluations were also conducted using data obtained from the mangrove forest, as well as tourism and historical fishing data for the collection of Chacarita. Results. Five species of mangroves were identified, Rhizophora mangle, Rhizophora racemosa, Ligunculariaria racemosa, Avicennia germinans, and Pelliceira rhizophori, while P. rhizophori had the highest importance value index. The study revealed a carbon storage equivalent to 78.49 MGCHAR1. A total of 357 organisms were counted, with Onodara similis accounting for 18% of the total count, followed by Onodara tuberculosa, 37.5%, Leucoma spp, 41.46%, and Metellaguyanensis, 3.08%. When considering the economic value of carbon stocks and the bivalve mollusks obtained from the samples, economic valuations of $9,812.63/1 and $28.00/1 were determined, respectively. Conclusions. The low population densities of mollusks, particularly those belonging to the Onodara genus, necessitate the establishment of management measures to facilitate the recovery of these mollusk populations. This research proposes sustainable use activities such as community tourism for educational and cultural purposes.